Jack and News. Trending now. Trending now.
There's a yellow level 2 warning, and that's for disruptive rain over the extreme northeastern parts of Limpopo, and also a yellow level 2 warning for severe thunderstorms with possible strong winds and hail, and that's over the central parts of Limpopo. Isolated showers and thundershowers can be expected for Gauteng as well as parts of Mpumalanga and the northwest, and today it will be warmer. Pretoria up to 28, Joburg 25, Mbombela and Polokwane 24, Emalahleni 21, and Rustenburg a high of 31 degrees.
In Bramfontein on the M1 northbound, we've got queuing traffic towards Empire Road.
Johannesburg Council and former MMC Kabelo Gwamanda is threatening legal action against the Joburg Council Speaker. Gwamanda's legal team wrote to Speaker Nobuhle Mtembu yesterday saying Gwamanda's dismissal was unfair and claiming that he was not notified or given an opportunity to respond to the allegations against him. And Donald Trump has announced that the world's richest man, Elon Musk, will lead a new U.S. government efficiency group tasked with cutting federal waste. The Republican U.S. president-elect added a series of seasoned figures and hardliners to his incoming administration. Musk was a key ally to Trump during his campaign. And with that, looking at our business news. The MultiChoice Group has announced a 99% fall in half-year profit. Reuters reports that South African paid TV company says subscriptions fell by 5% in South Africa and 15% in the rest of Africa. The rand has taken a further tumble against the US dollar to over the 18 rand mark to the dollar, together with the currencies and stocks of most emerging markets, as traders fret over the impact of US President-elect Donald Trump's presidency on the Chinese and global economies, with fears that his policies could also reignite US inflation. The prospect of prices spiking again on the back of tax cuts, import tariffs, and an easing of regulations gave fresh impetus to the dollar. Asian markets also fell this morning. A dollar now at 18 rand 8 cents, a euro 19 rand 20, a pound 23 rand 4 cents, gold at $2,606.57 per fine ounce, and oil at $72.02 per barrel of Brent crude. I'm Khadija de Souza. This morning is at 7.
Well, I wonder if it is the mind games that have begun, but Rassie Erasmus will keep England guessing with the team for Saturday's Twickenham test against England only to be announced on Thursday, and it can be assumed that after making 11 changes for the Scotland game, Rassie will revert mostly to the team that clinched the rugby championship with that 48-7 win over Argentina in Nelspruit a month and a half ago. England, meanwhile, have lost flanker Tom Curry and wing Emmanuel Feyi-Waboso both to head injuries, and that also means there's no meet-up between Tom Curry and Bongimbo Nambi. You'll remember, of course, during the Rugby World Cup, Curry is the one who got confused.
Yes.
At Bongi saying, "Nie ons speel op die witkant." Apparently. The stage is set for a thrilling T20 international between India and South Africa. The third game of the four-match series is taking place at Supersport Park. The series is currently locked at 1-1. The winner today will take an unassailable lead in that series. First ball is at 5. Sri Lanka's cricket board, meanwhile, named former South African batsman Neil McKenzie as a consultant coach ahead of their test tour of South Africa. And the Football Association is investigating after a video was posted on social media appearing to show Premier League referee David Coote making derogatory comments about Liverpool and their former manager Jurgen Klopp. I'm Colin Jinger, and that's your Jack of Sport.
Jack Red FM plays more. Music.
So just dance.
You love.
There's a party downtown near Fifth Street. Everybody at the bar getting tipsy.
Like this.